Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help, except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. And it's New Year's time.
It is. It's almost New Year's.
Yeah. Are you ready for big 2021?
Well, yeah.
I read that we're going to have enough vaccinations by June. Or like
to get out of the house?
Yeah. So I think that.
Oh, Lord.
There is some light. It might be half a year away, but there is some light at the end of that tunnel. Hopefully.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? In 2021, maybe I will be talking crime in the carpool line again. Oh. I haven't got to be in a carpool line in so long. I actually miss it.
I think you will be. I have very high hopes for this new year.
Oh, God bless it.
So, funny story, Gretch.
Oh, okay.
I've been having a lot of mailing packages to the wrong place situation. So I bought a bunch of stuff on Wayfair, you know, that site for the house.
Yeah.
You probably know it too well.
As soon as you say that you're having some mailing problems with them, I can identify that because I've had that problem with them. I do not order from them anymore unless they want to sponsor the podcast, then I would give them another shot.
Why did they mail them to the wrong place?
They just didn't send it. You know, like forever. And like when I ordered, I think it said like 10 days or something, and it ended up being like 4 months.
Okay.
And they're like, you can't get a hold of anyone. It's like a shit show. And you know, like they're kind of linked to like child trafficking.
Oh,
you know,
God.
About the whole cabinet thing. There's like some cabinet for $25,000. And apparently, like, if you buy it, it comes with a kid.
That better not be true.
I don't know. That's the rumor. It's pretty disgusting.
That's alleged. And I don't believe that's happening anymore.
Okay.
But I don't know, because that's not something that I've looked into. But I will tell you that you probably haven't ordered in the last couple years, because, and they probably had a lot of bad reviews because they got their shit together. Their customer service is real good now. I've had to call multiple times because for whatever reason, it keeps going back to the address that I lived at 10 years ago and sending that person all of my shit, which is in a different state.
Oh, I hate that.
And so I didn't know. I just thought it was delayed because all furniture is delayed right now. And so finally, this girl figures out how to get a hold of me through my friend Amber. She knows Amber. And then Amber texts me and she's like, you remember that old house you lived in? She's got two rugs and pillowcases.
Oh, my God. Don't let Amber look at your new shit. She'll probably hate it.
Oh, my God. And my friend Amber is a interior designer and she's real good. And she is like,
she's like, you're buying this shit on Wayfair?
Oh, my God. I felt so embarrassed. I was like, the one person that you go to tell them that my Wayfair order is in is the, like, designer, interior designer.
Like, yeah.
I'm crawling under my bed right now. She didn't respond when I was like, thanks. How's your Christmas? She's like, fuck you.
Yeah. The postage is tricky, right?
Oh, it's tricky, man. It's like, you don't know whether it's coming USPS or UPS these days or FedEx, but you know, oh my goodness. Did I send you the picture? The FedEx driver in my neighborhood was dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, so that's cute. Awesome.
So anyways, Happy New Year's.
Happy freaking New Year's, everyone.
That's going to be a 2021 to remember.
Yeah.
And a 2020 to remember and forget.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, you ready for my story?
Yeah.
All right. Today, I am telling you a story that primarily comes right out of my old hood. In the
Los Angeles, City of Angels.
That's right. But it also heads across the U.S. and over the pond to Ireland.
Ooh.
We actually have some Irish listeners from Ireland, or they might not even be Irish, but they live in Ireland. I know that.
Well, send us a crime. I'd love to visit Ireland virtually.
So I think there are some real good crimes there that are deeper and more expansive than this one, because this one just kind of dabbles in Ireland. So we've got to do one of those. I love Ireland. I've been there. It's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. And, you know, I love LA too.
Yeah. I love LA.
The place of the rich and famous, celebrities on every corner, palm trees, good weather, the dream.
More like tents and...
okay, I know.
Not so much lately.
I mean, maybe I moved away from that dream.
And COVID drive-thrus. That's what it's really about
right now. Lots and lots and lots of COVID drive-thrus and not one hospital bed available, so...
That's right.
Be careful. But lots of people come to LA looking to make it big in the entertainment business, become a movie star. And lots of people just end up scraping by and eventually get swallowed up by the endless pursuit of perfection. But you know what? This guy I'm going to talk about, he actually was making it in Hollywood. His name was Jonathan. And he was a reality producer, reality TV. Thought that was right up your alley, Gretchy.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
But he produced the Shark Tank, which I love.
Oh, I kind of forgot about Shark Tank.
Oh, it's still on. It's good.
Yeah, because I don't have cable.
No, you can watch it, I think, on, and you can watch it on Hulu. You could try it.
I don't know how to work Hulu. I just pay for it every month.
Oh my God, you need to stop doing that.
It's true. Seriously, Ailish, you need to come over again and fix my shit. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Jonathan, he's happily married, gay man. He's got this budding career in reality TV. He's living in this apartment complex that reminds me kind of like a Melrose apartment complex. You remember a Melrose Place?
Of course I remember Melrose Place.
Okay. Just making sure, it was one of my faves. You know where the people get off work, have a few glasses of wine by the barbecue area, talk shop or gossip, that kind of apartment complex. I lived in one in Brentwood. And if you're single or you're married and don't have kids, it's like so fun.
Oh, yeah. I loved that apartment you had in Brentwood.
You know, it also kind of reminds me of the apartment that you had in Kalorama in Ventura.
Mm. Except it was across the street from the Crystal Lodge where I could just like open my kitchen window and it was like watching Cops.
Yes, it was. It was definitely.
That apartment was more like I pretty much like walked in, locked the door.
Okay, we were in our 20s. And I spent
Do you remember that guy that lived below me who told me he had pet roaches?
Yes. Oh, my God.
It was real. It was not a dreamy apartment. I'm sure they've cleaned it up since then.
Listen.
I would hope.
The reason I say it's like Melrose Place is because there was a lot of young people in their 20s like us living there.
Oh, because I was not our only friend that was dumb enough to live there. Like, half a dozen of us all lived in the same building, which was kind of fun.
And probably because it was real inexpensive.
It was real cheap.
In a real bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
So anyhow, in 2013, Jonathan met this new resident named Mare when she came to a community meeting at his home to discuss the apartment building affairs. Something like they were going to lose their pool rights and the residents were up in arms and they were like, how do we get our pool back? Right. So right away, she assures all the residents at the meeting that she has a lawyer boyfriend that would be willing to help them. And she was in with a crowd. I mean, how nice, this new resident willing to help. I mean, why not? She's got this lawyer boyfriend at hand. And by the looks of it herself, she didn't seem to be in it for herself. Jonathan describes in a Huffington Post article written in 2019 that Mare was confident, intelligent, and really had a way about her that drew people in. She carried fancy handbags, like lots of them, and had more Jimmy Choo shoes than anyone he had ever known, like 250 pairs.
Yeah. Expensive shoes means you're rich. Lots of people have expensive handbags, right? But expensive shoes, like you walk in them, you wear them out.
Well,
that's money. Yeah.
Yeah. I have like one pair of expensive shoes and I don't wear them out because I don't want to wear them out.
Yeah. I got my eye on some one of these days.
Yeah. Jonathan liked this firecracker Mare right away. And the more they spoke, the more intrigued he was. Mare was from Ireland and was about to inherit over $6 million from her family in Ireland. In her house, she had the picture of the Ireland Constitution hanging on her wall. And one of the signatures on there was her uncle. So basically, she was royalty and her uncle had just died. So she was in for some money.
Yeah.
And Mare also had amazingly fantastic stories about her childhood growing up in Ireland, her grandparents, like all the fun stuff she learned. Jonathan and her loved talking about it. They became best friends. I mean, besides Jonathan's husband, Mare was the other person in Jonathan's life. They became best friends, confidants, and told each other everything. I think it's sometimes really amazing to be best friends with someone that you don't have to worry about, like another, like the other sex, you know, that you don't have to worry about them having any other feelings for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. I have some gay guy friends, and gay guys tend to love to gossip, and so do women. And that's super stereotypical. So if I offend you, sorry, but kind of is what it is. So, I mean, that's kind of how I picture Jonathan and Mare, you know, like best girlfriends, like she can tell him whatever and then she's not threatened by him, right?
Yeah, I love that dynamic.
Me too.
Yeah.
So Mare also loved Jonathan's husband and would often wine and dine them and always pick up their dinners because she was rich and they thought she was a real gem. Mare worked at a luxury vacation travel agency just for fun. She didn't have to work, but what else was she going to do? She was not married and didn't have any children around. So
I could do that. I love travel. I love all different countries. I would love to find the coolest places for people. That would be the perfect job for me if I just needed like something fun.
Yeah.
To occupy my time.
And so I think that's what she did. She said she helped loving people travel and passed her time. So months into their friendships, even years, Mare would talk often about how her inheritance money had become a struggle with these Irish cousins because they were giving her a hard time to get the money, which kind of makes sense because it's an uncle. Like, I don't know how much money you get from your uncles in the estate.
Yeah, not any.
Mare said it was a total of $25 million and or it was euros, but it equated to $25 million and it was going to be split with her cousins and her, which also I'm like, cousin, like, wow, that's a really nice uncle. But I guess if the uncle had taken her on as like a kid, sometimes that happens. But she was struggling with the cousins, which, dude, trust me, I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
Mare and Jonathan would tell each other all their secrets. Jonathan told her about how his family disowned him for being gay. And Mare told him that some of her family had also disowned her. So they had kind of this like bond together.
Yeah.
And her cousins were real assholes. And she showed him all of these emails that they would send being like, you know, trying to get her off the chain. And Jonathan was real pissed. Like he kind of like took on her anger. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She also showed him that there was a clause in this will from the uncle that if anyone was to have a felony, they would forfeit the money in the inheritance.
Oh, that's a pretty good clause.
It actually is a great clause.
Right? Because you don't want all your hard-earned money going to felons.
No. And
you want to go to responsible.
And I don't think
people.
It's probably pretty hard to get a felony, I would think. Unless you're framed.
Yeah, I don't
or
think
something.
It's easy. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was far-reaching as a felony is a big offense, but you know what? In July 2014, Mare calls Jonathan from jail. Her family set her up. They had ties to that travel agency that she worked for and somehow set her up as she scammed the travel agency out of money.
Oh, shoot.
So she calls Jonathan and she is like devastated and he is like, oh my God, these fucking assholes. So he bails her out of jail. He gets $4,200, pays a bail man for $4,200 to bail her out of jail. And Mare pays him back the next day. At this point, Mare is no longer at the travel agency and she's gotten herself a new gig. She became a psychic. I mean,
okay.
Why not?
You know, that's a pivot.
A bit of a pivot, but she said she has always felt that she had the gift of reading people, so she took it up.
She didn't really see that felony coming her way.
I know, right? Jonathan thought it was a little strange, but maybe it was her calling. She did have a gift to gab, and people seemed to really like her.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, while her case was still being resolved with the travel agency scandal and all that, shenanigans, her assets were froze in her bank accounts while they figured out how to get that fixed, I guess. So Jonathan and Mare were furious. Like, how could her family now go to the court to get her assets frozen? She and him were like, we are going to figure this out. This is bananas. She's a great person. I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
So he started helping her. I mean, she paid him back the $4,200 right away. So he had no hesitation to just give her like $15,000 here or there. And she assured Jonathan that it was not a big deal. She showed him letters from the attorneys stating that they were confident her case would be dropped in no time. Well, you know what? They were right. They came back and said if Mare paid $50,000 fine to the courts, they would drop her case. And no felony, done. But she didn't have the $50,000 because her accounts were frozen, so she asked Jonathan. And Jonathan doesn't have $50,000 lying around either. I mean, not a lot of people do. So,
no.
But Mare's his best friend. So he says, you know what? I have a credit card and I'll just PayPal you the money from my credit card.
That's a big PayPal.
It is a big PayPal. I don't know how that.
I don't know how that works.
I do not know how that works either. But I'll tell you something. Mare just could not catch a break because she goes to Jonathan and she's like, you know what? The courts didn't like that whole PayPal transaction of $50,000. They see that as money laundering. So they say she has to spend 30 days in jail, but it's not a felony. It's just a misdemeanor. So no big deal. She'll get her money right after because all the cases will be dropped and she'll be good to go. So, I mean, at this point, I might be a little worried if I was Jonathan. I mean, the chick is now going to jail for 30 days. Jonathan is loyal, so he wants to support Mare in jail and bring her a little cheer in the clink. Mare is adamant. Do not come and see me. I do not want you to see me in this orange jumpsuit. But surely Jonathan could give a shit because, I mean, he's not even attracted to women, so he just loves her as a sister. So he checks the jail webpage to search how to visit her. Mm-hmm. And you know what? A big fat note appears that says that she's in jail for grand theft, which is 100% a felony.
Oh, shoot. By the way, if you ever get locked up, there's no stopping me. I will come visit you.
Oh, thanks so much.
I want to know everything about what's going on back there, and I'll put money on your books.
Thank you.
I'm pretty You're welcome.
Sure Jonathan was going to probably put money on her books also, but after he sees that it says that she's in for grand theft, he starts to think for a hot moment, really? She would lie to me about that? And if she lied to me about that, what else could she be lying to me about?
Good thinking, Jonathan.
I know.
It's about time.
Jonathan was about to find out that his bestie, the woman that was taking him to the bank, was actually driving him into bankruptcy.
What was she doing?
Jonathan started acting like a scratchy and did a little detective work. he found out that Mare, or Mary Ann, was actually a fraud. She was legitimately in jail for stealing $4,200 at work. You see, what she did was she made a fake PayPal account with the same name as her employer and would tell the clients to finish their payments via PayPal, which would go directly to her bank account.
Oh, shady, shady, shady.
So when one of the travelers wanted to just confirm the receipt, she called and talked to someone other than Mare at the travel agent or the travel agency and was informed the travel agency doesn't take PayPal. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So she did take a plea deal for $40,000 and 30 days in jail. So I guess the $10,000 extra that she borrowed from Jonathan was just for herself? Extra Gucci bag? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, to say that Jonathan was devastated is an understatement. And instead of getting mad, he was going to get even. Well, kind of. Jonathan did get real sad. He got real sad. He went home and cried to his husband. How could he be such a fool? But I don't think he's a fool. I think that there are people that manipulate you and you believe them. And you, if you're a nice and kind person, you don't think somebody's so evil. You know, I mean, you and I both have had money taken from us or we've given money thinking that we're going to get paid back and not been paid back.
Yeah, for sure.
And those people probably have never even thought twice about it.
I'm sure they haven't. I think they're living their best life, according to Facebook. Okay.
So first, he confronts Mare right when she gets out of the clink and tells her he knows that she's a big old fraud. I'm thinking that this probably felt real good.
Yeah, I'm liking the confrontation.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I can't really see it from him, but I like that he did it.
Yeah.
He also told her that he knew that she was born Marianne Andel from Maine, United States of America.
Oh, shoot. No, Ireland.
I mean, I'm very impressed that she talked with an Irish accent and never broke it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a tough accent.
I mean, that takes some talent, man.
Yeah.
Jonathan, his whole name is Jonathan Walton. From here is my hero, as he dug and dug and then paid people to dig some more to figure out who his best friend for more than 4 years really was. And this is what he found. Marianne Smith was never going to inherit $6 million. I know this probably comes as a big shock to you all.
Yeah, no.
And you know, this might also shock you. Marianne didn't just swindle Jonathan out of nearly $100,000. This chick was a master swindler. And the fact that she only spent like 31 days in jail is remarkable. And Jonathan felt that too. So he took his energy to take Marianne down. Marianne started decades ago, but the most recent besides Jonathan and the travel agency was this GoFundMe account that she had started for her deceased daughter.
Oh, just one of those. My gosh.
Just a year prior, she had this really nice idea to give to a charity in her daughter's name for cystic fibrosis. So she reached out to coworkers and friends and raised over $16,000. And you can only imagine the horror when the father of the daughter found out that Marianne had this campaign of his daughter who died in 2012 of cystic fibrosis. But Marianne never had a relationship with her. The child was taken away from Marianne as a baby from the state because they saw her as an unfit parent.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, if it's anything where she was, like California, it's not easy to lose your child. You pretty much have to be a total loser to get him taken away forever. So it's also probably a shocker that she didn't give the money to charity.
Of course not. Of course not. But yeah, there's a special place in the hot place for you taking money from the cystic fibrosis charity.
I know. I think so, too. And using a picture I think she got off of the ex-husband's Facebook page of the daughter.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, disgusting human.
Disgusting.
Now I want to rewind a little to tell you about Mary Ann. So Mary Ann was born in Maine, moved to Tennessee, and at one point met a man online in Ireland.
Okay.
She went to visit the online lover and end up marrying him and staying there. She stayed there for 9 years, which is where she learned her great accent.
Okay.
While she was there, she was in the mortgage industry, and she started stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars there until she fled back to the United States, changing her name many times, also changing her appearance with plastic surgery. Isn't that interesting? Because we just did that last where the lady tried to get a bunch of plastic
surgery. Oh, okay. Listen. I forgot to say this. That reminds me. So last week we did a case about Michelle Thier, and I need to apologize to all the fine people of Fayetteville for mispronouncing the name of their town.
Yeah, you loser.
I heard y'all. I am very sorry. Fayetteville. Not Fayetteville.
Not Loserville.
Fayetteville. That was never my words.
I'm just kidding.
So, although a couple people told me it's not like awesome.
Yeah. And somebody also called it Fayetnam or Fayetnam. Shoot. I guess it would be Fayetnam, not Fayetnam. But anyways, okay. Back in the U.S., when Marianne got all this plastic surgery, she became a sugar baby. Looking for some sugar daddies.
Okay, that happens.
On the profile, she got a profile page on the sugardaddyforme.com site.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that site? Have you been on there?
I've heard of Sugar Babies. I think that's a site.
I know. I actually said Sugar Baby, but I think this was before the like term Sugar Baby really came out. But, you know, everybody's known about sugar daddies for some time. So,
yeah.
Jonathan actually found out that she was looking for sugar daddies, and she found them. And the more the married, the better for this babe.
Right. No strings attached.
Well, she would basically blackmail them for money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell your wife, unless you give me $100, $1,000, $2,000. Yeah. And I'm sure they just didn't go forward to the police because she was going to ruin their family. You know,
was she hot?
She looks just like a normal lady. I would not say she's a disco biscuit. She has this like sexual side to her, I guess. There's like one picture I saw where her hair is like covering her like massive boobs. But
oh, she had big boobs.
She's
got
not
it.
She's not like a vixen, like a she's pretty, but not.
OK,
not hot, I guess. Even with the $4,200 she gave back to Jonathan, that came from a boyfriend of hers at the time, a rich boyfriend that she was trying to get her name on the deed of his house. I mean, this chick is no dummy. With her fortune-telling business, she would collect people's information and open credit cards in their names.
Oh, my God. Gosh, that is awful.
Not only that, she used another one of her estranged daughters. She had another daughter. She used her name and social security card for an apartment. And when she failed to pay the rent and took off, she left the daughter's credit in the dust.
Ugh.
Like I said in the beginning, this woman is a real gem. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gem. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so.
Who doesn't love cereal?
Well, that was the one thing when I went on keto that I missed the most. I think if you guys are in our keto whatever group, we have the Housewives of True Crime on crack. I mean, keto, I mean, whatever works group.
Yeah.
And we always post about
stuff that we like. And cereal is this, like, seriously something I miss. So when we found Magic Spoon.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
It's love.
It's love. You know what's crazy? Okay, so we got a variety pack in the mail, both of us. And I did not think I was going to enjoy the blueberry because I don't generally like fruity stuff in cereal form. I like the chocolate and the frosted. But dude, I'm stuck on blueberry.
Well, the chocolate is really good too. That was my favorite. But you know what else was my favorite? Because my love affair with cereal is because if you don't cook dinner, eventually they will eat cereal.
Or you'll eat cereal.
Or you'll eat cereal, right? But you feel a little bad about that, but you don't have to feel bad about it with Magic Spoon.
No,
because I picked up the box. It's not only delicious, it's like zero sugars.
It's zero sugars, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net carbs, you guys, per serving. And it fills you up because of the protein.
And the boxes make me happy.
I know, they're kind of like nostalgic, so right?
Yeah.
So it comes in 4 different flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And it really does taste amazing, you guys. So it's definitely on your keto, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free diet, like we all are on.
Right.
They also have a flavor that we have not tried yet, but I can't wait to try it. It's the cinnamon flavor, which I love.
Sounds good. I love cinnamon.
So you guys, it comes straight to your door, which you don't even have to go to the grocery store. And you get free shipping with our code. So go to magicspoon.com/clink clink to grab your variety pack or any one of the, you know, boxes that you want to try. But I do suggest the variety pack and try it today. So use our code clink clink at checkout for free shipping. And again, it's magicspoon.com. Clink clink is the code.
Clink clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of 5-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
And listen to this, Gretchy. You're pretty lucky you didn't go to Tennessee earlier than last year.
because at one point she ran a catering business at a Pigeon Forge.
Oh, shoot. I was there.
Didn't you go there? It was called Celtic Catering, as well as a travel planning business called Holiday Helper. So I bet you our friends over in Tennessee might even know who she is or went to her, had her catering business.
Oh, well, let me know.
When she was living in Middle America, she was writing hot checks and was pretty used to being locked up here and there. I think this is probably why the 30 days in jail, the sentence that she got, was pretty easy for her. I mean, if I was sentenced to 30 days in jail, I would lose my shit. But if you're kind of used to it, I think going to jail after you've been there a few times, probably not, probably gets more comfortable.
I think I'd rather go to jail for 30 days than pay $40,000.
I don't know what jail's like, but you watch all those shows, so maybe that's good. I don't know. She had to pay $40,000 and go to jail for 30 days. She had to do both.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do both.
Well, don't steal people's money.
Okay.
So back to Jonathan. He dug all this shit up and went to the police. And every time he found something else, he would take it to the police. And, you know, the LA police, they've got like real big fish to fry, like lots of murders and shit like that. Yeah. So the fact that Jonathan was getting his like measly $90,000+ attention, I think is pretty good. I mean, I've gotten my car broke into lots of times and in Los Angeles, and the police, they could give two shits.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky if they even come.
They usually don't.
They usually don't. No. Yeah.
I often have nightmares of like calling 911 and being put on hold. And I think it really happens. So anyways, back to LA, the dream. So Jonathan, there was no denying for him that this bitch needed to have some consequences. So in January 19th, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for stealing almost $100,000 from Jonathan. Lots of people testified against her. So the case was only for Jonathan's money, but they did let all these other people come and testify. And even her daughter testified against her.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Jonathan feels great that he did this and now is writing a book. And from the look of his blog, he's looking for a publisher. So if anybody's a publisher out there, this story seems like it could be real juicy if you could find all the stories. I think this woman has been doing this crazy stuff for so long and getting away with it. I mean, she only spent, now she went to jail for 5 years, but listen to this, okay? You're never going to believe it.
What?
Well, the last I saw was Marianne was getting out of jail in February. That's right, Grudgy, 2 months.
She only did 2 months?
No, she only did 2 years. So she went in 2019. She's getting out in 2021 because of overcrowding. So I looked her up on the prison database and I can't find her. So I think maybe she was released early due to COVID because they're doing all that crazy stuff, which just is like, of course, this fucking lady gets off again. However, I did read that they are going to extradite her when she gets out to Ireland to face the charges there, which is amazing. I hope they do. I hope they did. I hope they didn't let her out of COVID for COVID and then forget about the Ireland thing. So I couldn't find her now, but.
Well, to be honest, that's kind of a relief because I'm reading in the paper every day down here at the OC Register. They're letting like pedophiles out every day because of COVID. So I say free all the Marianne Smiths. I'm okay.
Well, way more than the pedophiles.
Everyone beware. Keep the pedophiles locked up forever. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that she'll go to Ireland and they'll have some justice there.
Yeah. Interesting.
I know. Could you imagine doing that? I mean, how could you go to bed at night, like feeling good about yourself?
No. Those Jimmy Choo shoes.
Oh, they were all fake.
They were all fake.
Jonathan said they were all fake. all her handbags and Jimmy Choo's were fake. I mean, 250 pairs of Jimmy Choo shoes at like $1,000 a clop.
That's so much money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like $250,000.
Oh my God.
In shoes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like.
That's some Carrie Bradshaw shit.
It's a shoe a day. A different Jimmy Choo a day.
Yeah. And okay. You know, she got this on Shoe Dazzle.
I had Jimmy Choo shoes and they are not comfortable. Mm-mm. I bought some and I was so sad that I did because I can't even wear them.
Yeah.
I did get them on the clearance in the Nordstrom sale, but.
You know.
So that's our story of.
Okay.
Marianne Smith.
Marianne Smith. Jonathan, do we have some shout outs?
We do, but I never heard from our last one.
Oh,
we
never
missed.
Heard.
No. Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you.
Well, maybe we did hit her. Maybe we were wrong.
No. You know what I noticed? I will tell you something. There's a another website that I can read our reviews on. Mm-hmm. And there's way more than on Apple. Apple doesn't publish all of them, I guess. I think they must publish them not at the same time or something like that. I don't know. Okay. So you guys, thank you for listening. If you want more, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Thanks for also listening to our sponsors. We really appreciate it. Facebook, Housewives of True Crime Group, and Housewives of True Crime. And then we're on Instagram. And we'd love to hear from you guys. So thank you so much. And if you haven't given us a review, please do. We love reading them and then shouting you guys out. So up this week is Fun, Informative, and Real from Camp Curry. She's never left a review before. And so that's so nice. She said that we deserve it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Travel Buddies from January Mama Blog. She goes a lot in her car and she loves to listen to us. So thank you so much. Clink Clink from Arsenal Cat. That's funny. And she likes our banter and our stories and not all murder, she says, which this one was not a murder, thankfully. Thought I'd keep it light for the new year. Entertaining Housewives of True Crime from Mama O'Brien. Thank you so much. Great pod. Love you, ladies, from My Chew Man. Thank you. Clink, clink, my loves, from Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
New listener from Massachusetts, from Marquita. Is that Margarita? Margarita. That's like a margarita.
That's a cute name.
Oh, no. Clink, clink. And she loves true crime and cocktails. I mean, who doesn't? C. Pristine 83, absolute best. Thank you so much. Megan Miller, amazed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Favorite podcast by far from Caroline 613. Love you, girls. And this one is not a name. It's just emojis. It's a...
It's got a camel.
Shamrock and a dog. Clink, clink from T. Marie. Nickname question mark. They're all taken. You are right, dude. They are like all taken on Apple. Binge worthy, no doubt. And she loves our 7-minute intro. So fun to listen to from Nikki Nambra. Sam 68118 something. Amazing podcast. Thanks. Fun and addicting from Prima Donna Red. Ooh, like that.
Interesting.
At last. She's so happy she found us. Stunt Girl 79. Awesome. I hope you do stunts. That's crazy. Hilarious and Fun. I'm Slightly Obsessed from Janet Lynn 23. Love from VC Muckers 2727. Thank you. Dance of Seath. Do we do that one yet?
That's from- I think it's supposed to be say Dance of Death. And we did do that one.
Oh, we did do that one.
We did do that one. And you know what is funny? She left us a little bit of shit. About Ventura, but then when I talked about it, I think she came around, said she was sorry, and now it's 5 stars, so I think she changed it.
Oh, she did change it. Good. Thank you so much, April.
So thank you so much for doing that.
Really nice. And then Hooked on Your Show, Cheero Girl 7-Eleven.
So many nice ones. Merry Christmas us.
Seriously. Happy New Year.
I will take a robe and good reviews any day. but I'm not going to get the robe. So whatever.
Gretchen says she wants a robe. You know what? Sean got a robe for Christmas from somebody, sent it to him, one of his people he works with, and it's monogrammed with his initials. And I was like, I want to wear that. Can I have it instead? They didn't send me one. They just sent you one.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to steal it.
Oh, listen, you know, my son is like clothing challenged and my parents bought my kids robes for Christmas. Mm-hmm. My son doesn't wear a shirt. He just wears pants, but he's decided he can just wear a robe.
Oh, that's...
We had a lot of chats yesterday because he fancies himself Hugh Hefner. He's wearing no chonies. It's not like you can just have something on the top half and not the bottom because you're wearing a robe.
Well, if the robe covers your booty.
Oh, no. He needed underwear.
Hang it out.
Just say that. Yeah.
I can totally see him just wearing the robe around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have your guys self a very happy new year. Bang some pots and pans in your house to get rid of all the bad energy. You know, that's why they do that. Light some good mojo candles and let's
do this 2021.
2021.
Let's fucking kill it.
Good. Cool. All right. Clink, clink, Grouchy Poo.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.